Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's Midday Interview. Well, we've been talking throughout our pledge drive about all the nonprofits that we enjoy supporting throughout the year, and here is one that is very close to our hearts, Good Shepherd Center and the wonderful work they do. Katrina Knight, the executive director, is here today to tell us about Good Shepherd and about their grand celebration of their 30th anniversary coming up. It's a masquerade ball. So first of all, Katrina, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Now, Good Shepherd Center, how did it begin and where did it begin? I can't believe it's 30 years.
I know. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Well, we're excited about it.
Good.
Well, you know, as I understand it, I wasn't here. 30 years ago, but you know, a group of concerned downtown residents began to see the increasing numbers of homeless folks in our community, just as others saw all around the country in their early 80s. And they banded together and found initially a temporary home for a first effort, which really at that time was focused around feeding those folks who were hungry. And it was really at that time considered a ministry of hospitality. That's how some of the founders have described it to me. And so ever since that day, we've called our folks guests instead of clients, because that's really what they are. They're guests of our soup kitchen and now guests of some of the other programs that we've added.
And where are you located now and what services do you provide?
We are just south of downtown, so we're on Martin Street. It's a great location as far as our guests accessing public transportation, the health department, social services, the housing authority, all those kinds of things. And we've actually been able to create sort of our own little campus there where, for the first time, all of our programs except for one are at one location, which really succeeds in helping folks access multiple of the resources that they need.
Because there is still a place for people to come and have meals throughout the day. There's also facilities for temporary housing. Is there job counseling? Is there regular counseling?
On our Martin Street campus, we continue to operate that soup kitchen that began in 1983.
Wow.
That's actually available to the whole community. So you don't have to be homeless. You can just have a need for food. So you can be an elderly individual, a disabled person on a fixed income, or, you know, a low-income family. We see lots of parents during the school year and then children over the summer.
Yeah.
So those folks are coming to us for breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday. Certainly some homeless folks are taking advantage of that as well. We've had a day shelter for many years, which is particularly for the chronically homeless. It has a modest little medical clinic on site attached to it. There's a lot of case management. There's on-site mental health counseling, substance abuse counseling. And then as many of your listeners know, with community-wide support, several years ago, we were able to add a night shelter for the first time. And so now, every night of the year, we're able to shelter single men, single women, and families with children.
That's amazing. How many people, if the shelter is completely full, the night shelter?
Well, we have 118 beds all told, and that would include cribs for babies and we've got the dorms for the adults, and then private rooms where families with children can stay together. You know, when we first opened, in the early years, we were averaging a good 100 folks every night. It was pretty full feeling, and quite honestly, we didn't have quite enough beds on the men's side, even though we thought we had designed it with plenty of room over there. We've done a better job in recent years of expediting folks transition from homelessness back to housing again. And so while we see a lot of new faces and people that we need to start the process with of figuring out how to overcome those obstacles to getting back stable again, at the same time, the average number has dropped. And so instead of seeing 100 faces every night, it's more like 60, 65, 70.
That's good
news. So on the one hand, it's more manageable. It seems counterintuitive when you look at what's been going on with our economy and the fact that our affordable housing crisis has not ended, but we feel good about these transitions to housing, and we want to work even harder and do even more to make more of that happen.
Exactly. If you're just joining us, you're hearing from Katrina Knight. She's the executive director of Good Shepherd Center, and just talking about what all the center does these days and how it began. We're going to talk now about a special event coming up Saturday, October 26th, a week from this Saturday. It starts at 6 in the evening and goes until it's over at the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. It is a masquerade ball. I like the idea for that. Sounds like fun.
We've wanted to do one for years, but, you know, usually our fall parties are pretty informal. We're not usually the fancy clothes people, I would say. But, you know, our board chair and our committee, to their credit, they really felt that, hey, a 30th anniversary, that is really a milestone. It's really been an effort to get here and to, again, transform into an agency that's really ending folks' crises. And so we thought, well, what better opportunity to do something a little more fun? It's still not black tie. We couldn't go that far. But it's fancy clothes and cool masks. We'll have some masks there available to folks if they don't have one when they come. But folks can come in a suit. They can come in any kind of dress that they want.
Could they come in a full costume if they really, really wanted to?
We're thinking there'll probably be a couple of folks who show up in costume. It's not really meant to be full costume.
Well, you need a few Wookiees here and there.
You know what? That might just be more fun. We're going to have a fun time no matter. Yeah.
That's great. And there's masks available for folks that don't have one or forgot.
Right,
so
right.
Good.
For a small donation. Right,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. What else is happening that night? I imagine that you've got some wonderful food happening and drinks. Talk about that.
Absolutely. It's at the Hilton downtown. They are preparing a wonderful plated dinner. The tasting was, you would not even believe it. It was so wonderful. We've got two bands. So we're going to start with the Frog Project, which many of your listeners know
excellent.
And appreciate. Wonderful jazz.
Yeah.
And then once the sort of the dinner, the very brief program has ended, we're going to turn it over to more of the party band, and that's going to be Jack Jack 180. So they're going to lead everyone in having a really fun time. And
so they'll be dancing.
Just continuing to celebrate. Right, exactly.
Great. And let's see. So food and drinks. Mm-hmm. Oh, is there like a cash bar, or how is that working?
Actually, it's a hosted bar.
Okay.
And we're going to have a silent auction. I know everybody has a silent auction. We've had lots of silent auctions. It's going to be a little bit different this time, where we're limiting it to only about 30 fun items. So for example, Keith Rhodes of Ketch coming to your home and creating, a dinner for several of your best friends. Wouldn't that be
that sounds
so
great.
Fun? I know. People are going to be fighting over that.
Yeah, they will be. What is a few other items just to whet
we've
people's appetites?
We've got beach experiences. We've got jewelry. We have some amazing pieces of art from local artists who have just been incredibly generous. And I think folks are going to have a really hard time deciding how many different things to bid on and how to outbid everyone else. So I think they're really going to enjoy it.
Are there any trips or spa packages or anything like that?
Actually, we just got one yesterday, which is manicures for a year. And I know several of the ladies on our committee are pretty interested
that.
In that themselves, right?
Oh my gosh, that's great. Tell us about the tickets and how much they are and where people can get them.
Yeah, sure. They are $100 each, or what a lot of folks are doing is inviting their friends and their neighbors and their coworkers and going in on a table of eight for just $600.
Oh, that's a nice discount.
Yeah, and to know that you're going to come and enjoy it with folks maybe you don't get to see that often, but you would love to come out and have a nice evening with.
Now, since the food isn't being donated, as sometimes happens in these events, you must be paying a fee to the Wilmington Hilton Riverside. So not every dollar that comes in goes directly to Good Shepherd, but a good chunk of it.
This is definitely the kind of event where we're going to have some expenses associated with it. They're fairly modest, I think, compared to what we hope to raise that evening.
All right. And people can get tickets by calling you at or calling. Who is it? Extension 110?
Actually, Jane Burnback.
Okay.
I think you may have met our
yes.
senior development
Good.
Director.
Good.
She is looking forward to folks' calls. And that's
Great.
At 763-4424, extension 110.
Okay, 763-4424, extension 110. You can also make your reservations through the website, but Katrina was telling me it's getting close enough to the event. It's just a week and not even a week and a half away.
Right.
It's better to call at this point, but you can go for more information to goodshepherdwilmington.org. And this throws a lot of folks for a loop, but Shepherd is spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. Think about herding. Well, not sheep,
We're
but
challenge
sheps.
Your spelling
Herding
ability.
Sheps. GoodShepherdWilmington.org or 763-4424 extension 110. Anything else you want to say, Katrina, about Good Shepherd Center, about this event? Anything else comes to mind?
I just want to thank WHQR and our community, not just Wilmington, but really the Cape Fear community.
Exactly.
We serve that region, and we've only gotten here because of support from throughout that region, from you all here at the station, from folks who have volunteered, from folks who have helped out or advocated for us in ways that we may not even know about.
Mm.
But, we're only reaching this milestone, and we're only able to be bold in really trying to do the harder and more complicated work of returning people to housing, because we have that sense of the whole community being behind that effort.
Oh,
and so
great.
We're just so grateful, and we're hoping that October 26th will be an opportunity for a really big, diverse crowd of folks to come and celebrate because it's you who have made this possible, really.
Beautifully said. Wonderful, Katrina. Katrina Knight, Executive Director, for good reason, obviously, for the Good Shepherd Center, talking about the celebration of their 30th anniversary, a masquerade ball coming up a week from this Saturday. Again, for reservations, call 763-4424, extension 110. Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you so much.
This is WHQR.